A Prayer for Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1880. Dalmor arrived at the port of Athens and saw the steamer in which she was to travel to England at the end of one of the quays. Holding her dog by its lead and carrying her case in the other hand, she left the hired carriage that had brought her and walked towards the ship. The gangway was down, and she walked up it to the purser's office. "I am booked in," she told him, "as the Honourable Miss Dalmor Wickman." The purser looked down at the long list in front of him, and Dalmor bent to pat her dog. As the purser saw him, he exclaimed, "Well, you can't bring the dog, Miss Wickham." "I cannot do what?" she inquired.
"You can't bring a dog with you on the voyage. No animals are allowed."
"But they did not tell me that when I booked my ticket at your travel agent's," she countered.
"Well, that was very remiss of them," the purser answered. "But I regret, miss, it's a rule of this line that we do not allow animals of any sort. We've had trouble with them in the past, and we now have instructions not to take them aboard."
"But I cannot leave my lovely dog behind," Dalmor protested vehemently.
"Well, I'm afraid you'll have to, or find another ship that doesn't mind having animals on it," he insisted. Dalmor waited a moment as if she thought he might change his mind. Then, as the purser turned round to speak to one of his assistants, she walked slowly back down the gangway. Tweetwee was a little terrier she had become very fond of in the last 3 weeks. He had been given to her by a professor who was a great friend of her father's. It was through Professor Angelos that she had come to Athens in the first place. Lord Wickham was a long-serving member of the Prime Minister, Mr. Disraeli's cabinet, and he had thought it a good idea for his daughter, Dalmor, to go to Greece and learn a little Greek. Her mother had died after her 18th birthday, and Dalmor was therefore in deep mourning for at least 6 months.
"You can hardly stay in London, my dearest," Lord Wickham sighed, "and not go to parties."
"I don't mind missing the parties," Dalmor said, "as long as I can be with you, Papa."
"Well, regrettably, I'm extremely busy at the moment," he replied, "and now spend very little time at home. I was thinking about it last night, and I thought it would interest you to go to Greece and learn a little of the language. I had a letter only the other day from Professor Angelos, who, as you know, is an old friend of mine."
He paused before he continued.
"He said he hoped I would see him again, as he is now getting very old, and he wanted us to have a last laugh, as we always had, before he died."
Dalmor was listening, but made no comment, and her father went on.
"So I have written to the professor, saying that I am unable to come myself, but I thought it would be a good idea, as you have only recently lost your mother and are in mourning, if you spend a little time in Greece."
Dalmor would have disagreed, but he carried on.
"He has written back sending me the name of an excellent couple, who he says will take a few distinguished pupils, and he looks forward enormously to seeing you."
"Oh, but Papa, I really don't want to leave you," Dalmor persisted.
"You can come back here as soon as you are out of mourning, and I promise that you will have a great success in London. You are very beautiful, my dearest, and I have seen that beautiful women, however old they are, always have a number of attentive dancing partners."
"Well, it certainly sounds very attractive," Dalmor replied. "At the same time..."
"I'm not going to argue about it," he interrupted. "I know that I cannot entertain for you as I want to do as a debutante, and I'm sure you will have a much better time in Athens, where no one will be worrying whether you are in mourning or not."
Dalmor realized only too well that, when her father made up his mind, it was, as her mother always said, easier to move a mountain than to oppose him.
"Very well, Papa," she agreed, "although I hate leaving you, especially as I have been at school for so long. I will go to Athens."
He had duly written to the professor, and he made all the arrangements for her to stay with the couple, who, as he had said in his letter, taught a few prominent pupils, and between them they taught them to speak perfect Greek, both ancient and modern. It was not surprising, as her father's...